If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You know, in 15 years of doing this with an average of more than one guest per hour, only one guest has not shown up, and that was probably due to my changing the time and a confusing change in numbers. Well, we've had the same thing. Again, this is a person who lives in a different time zone, and I'm worried that I gave them the time zone of this time to call in, and our number has changed recently for our call-in guests, so I'm worried that Dr. Ginger Southall, the Rainbow Juice Cleanse, is not here. But I'm going to read you a little bit from the book because it's actually such a interesting book. What's up with juicing? You can't own a television and not heard of Jack O'Lane. That's right, Jack O'Lane. And he and I did a show together a long time ago. It wasn't his show. I can't remember. I think it was Donnie and Marie we did together. They were concerned with aging, and so we did the show, and he challenged me to do sit-ups, and I was push-ups, rather, and I was pretty good at them. I used to be able to do 100 in a row, and then, if you will, and followed by 50 military, which is hand-clap push-ups. And he said, when you're really good, you can do this. And he put his hands out and did it on his thumbs. He did push-ups. And I couldn't believe it. So anyway, Jack O'Lane was, and I think he was about 84 when he and I did the show together. So it was, and I was about 58. He's, I think, no longer with us. But Jack O'Lane, for years, his power juicer aired at all hours of the day and night. He was still going strong late into his 90s, and obviously he was not only physically fit, but he ate well and juiced. So now, if Dr. Ginger calls him, just please let me know about it. But juicing, obviously, isn't something new. It's a practice that dates back to ancient cultures. In fact, it's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. She goes into juicing fruit and fruit popular vegetables, and the Juice Cleanse is a revolutionary program that employs the nutritious, slimming, and healing properties of juicing delicious vegetables, not fruit, to kickstart your weight loss and improve your health. So why does she go, why does she have different color? Because it's naturally occurring different phytonutrients. It also is, if you listen to our last segment with the Sonnenbergs on the great, on the good gut, a process of getting different bacteria into your gut and having it with vegetables. And so she says, count colors, not calories. The red are tomatoes, raspberries, red cabbage, cranberries, and red peppers. The orange, carrots, orange peppers, sweet potatoes, pumpkin, turmeric, and ginger. The yellow, spaghetti squash, yellow peppers, lemons, and pineapple. The green, everyone knows, leafy greens, sprouted greens, cucumbers, zucchini, peas, avocado, and asparagus. The violet, purple, purple cabbage, blueberries, blackberries, eggplants, and beets. And the white are garlic, onions, scallions, cauliflower, bananas, mushrooms, and ginger. And she says most of us fall short of eating enough in each of these categories. For example, 83% of Americans don't eat enough white, tan, or brown. And if you will, most of us don't eat enough of other things. What's the difference between juicing versus smoothies? Juices are fresh-made juices made in a juicer which extracts juice from fibrous pulp, providing massive amounts of hydrating and absorbable organic water in a concentrated form of naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients. Unfortunately, she wants you to have vegetable juice, not fruit juice, because the fruit juice is too high in sugar and fructose. Smoothies, you're sure to get your daily dose of fiber and more in a cool, refreshing smoothie. I like those. Plus, she said shakes are a great way to add healthy plant-based proteins. Yes, plants do have protein and the good-for-you fats to your diet without any chemical additives found in commercial muscle-building formulas. So, what really she is doing in this book is talking to us about the different colors and eating from different colors and just, if you will, juicing with a different color on different days. So, Dr. Ginger, I'm glad you're here, and I'm apologize for probably sending you the wrong or not giving you the right phone number to call.
That's quite all right. I'm glad to be on the show now. How are you today?
Good. I've been trying to give a brief overview of the book without the professional expertise that you have to give it. So tell us about how you came to this book, and then what you mean by a rainbow juice cleanse.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the juicing trend is really exciting to see so many people involved in juicing. But from a therapeutic healing standpoint, I see some little, perhaps, I guess you could call them mistakes that people are making in terms of juicing a whole lot of sugar. And, you know, if you think about the standard American diet and how people, you know, when they decide they're going to eat healthy, when they transition, their natural inclination is probably going to be more along the lines of what they're addicted to. And probably one of the number one things that people are addicted to is sugar. And so their natural inclination is, okay, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm just going to eat a lot of fruit and fruit juice because that's healthy. And so it really doesn't help their cause in terms of weight loss because, you know, a glass of fruit juice it's a lot of fructose. It's a lot of sugar. And so that can negatively affect weight loss, as well as diabetes, cancer, and other health challenges that they might have. So what I try to do is encourage people to juice their veggies and eat their fruits. So juicing the greens and the sprouts and the herbs and, you know, not necessarily expecting a sugary glass of juice, but a very tasty juice when you use things like ginger and fennel and other flavors that are very nourishing in their own right, but very tasty.
So the juice that you're talking about is really vegetable juice.
Yeah, vegetable herb.
And how did you get the different color idea, the rainbow? And do we eat every Monday we eat red and Tuesday we eat blue? Or how should we do this?
Well, in terms of the 7-day full-on juice cleanse, and I know not everyone's ready to do that, and so I have a warm-up phase and a rev-up phase. So the warm-up phase is basically for someone who's probably never juiced before. They're eating the standard American diet, but they want to start eating healthy. And so I have food recipes and smoothies and shakes and salads and salad dressings and entrees and even desserts. And by the way, your cohort, Dr. Oz, when I was on there with the book, loved the chocolate carob avocado mousse. So you might want to check that recipe out in the dessert section. But I have for kind of the beginners, I have all these foods that are very clean, very easily digestible, very, very alkaline, very non-toxic for them to try. And then they can kind of dabble with the juices. But then I go up on to the rainbow rev up phase. And that's where someone who's really ready to kind of drop all of their bad habits, just eat from the food list and the recipes and the book and pick one day a week to juice. And then there's the full-on 7-day juice cleanse. And that's where the different colors in terms of each day take place, because for 7 days, you're going to do each day of the week a different color juice, and there's lots of different recipes for those colors. And so basically throughout the week, you're infusing your body with all of these different colors. And so it's kind of a fun way to do it, but it certainly makes sure that you get all of your colors, because between 69% and 83% of us don't get all of the colors of the rainbow on a daily basis. So
when we come back from the break, I'm going to have you talk to us about, for example, a full-on what do we do on Monday, what do we do on Tuesday, and let's get some people started on this. This is a wonderful book, The Rainbow Juice Cleanse, 7 colors, 7 days, 7 pounds. Dr. Ginger Southall, a chiropractor and obviously expert on nutrition. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.